At the United Nations today, there was concern about the effect the financial meltdown could have on the world's poor. Here's what UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had to say.
The current financial crisis threatens the well-being of billions of people, none more so than the poorest of the poor. This only compounds the damage being caused by much higher prices for food and fuel. We must rise to all of these challenges immediately.
Again, that's Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking to the UN General Assembly earlier today. Correspondent Colm Lynch covers the UN for The Washington Post. So world leaders are there at the United Nations today, including Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown, China's Premier Wen Jiabao. The subject was poverty, but how much did the financial crisis change the conversation today?
Well, the financial crisis has completely spilled over into the discussions on poverty in the last couple of days, and concerns that it is going to completely sort of undermine the purpose of this meeting, which is to try to get everybody, all these governments, philanthropists, executives, focused on trying to dramatically decrease levels of poverty, increase levels of education. There was a breakfast this morning with the French Foreign Minister, Bernard Kouchner, who was saying that, you know, it's probably likely that at today's events there will be a number of generous commitments and pledges for new money to sort of fund this fight against poverty. But at the end of the day, many of these pledges in the past haven't been fulfilled. For a lot of countries like France, they just cannot afford to make the kind of commitments that they would like to make.
Well, maybe explain that a little bit more. I mean, when you say that the focus has shifted, in part the focus has shifted because the financing behind some of these initiatives, including the Millennium Goals, which you mentioned as eradicating extreme poverty and hunger, providing universal primary education, because the money may not be there. But make the link right now as to how, for instance, France or even the United States, for that matter, may not be able to fund the things that it's promised.
Well, I mean, this is debatable. I mean, some countries like Britain are saying the amount of money that governments have committed to anti-poverty programs is a very small fraction of the national budget, just about 0.7%, less than 1%. Gordon Brown's argument is that we can't afford to do this, and this is just the time when we should redouble our efforts to try and deal with these problems, as many of these people who we were trying to save are facing even sort of harsher conditions than they were before the financial crisis. They're already suffering through a food and fuel crisis this year. And others, like France, are indicating that, you know, they are confronting such economic difficulties, slow economic growth, that they're not sure that they can find the money in their budget. So there's a bit of a debate over, you know, how much money is really required.
Well, what kind of money are they talking about? Just give me one example.
Well, I'll give you an example. I mean, the money that they need for Africa every year is, the Secretary General said that they'll need about $72 billion. A couple of years ago, the G8 group of industrial nations pledged about $50 billion a year to meet these kinds of commitments, to meet the Millennium Development Goals. The UN says that they're probably about $10 billion a year behind that number. So they haven't sort of met the commitments that they've already made in the past. And sort of France's foreign minister is saying that's indicative of what he expects today. I mean, you know, every time there's a crisis, you see, you know, floods of pledged commitments coming in. And then when you look more closely at them, you find that, oh, this is not new money. This is part of a government's development program that they had already developed before the crisis, and they're kind of repackaging it to make it look like they're generous. And then when you take a close, hard look at these pledges, that it really doesn't amount to anywhere near as much as everybody expected.
Well, I imagine it also doesn't amount to a lot when held up against the figure of $700 billion to bail out the financial system here in the United States. Is anyone talking about that?
Oh, yeah, they're all talking about it. Everybody's saying if you can find, you know, $700 billion in a couple of weeks in the United States, why can't, you know, the entire world come up with $70 billion a year to fight poverty in Africa, which is facing, you know, the greatest challenges in the world, where efforts to meet a lot of these Millennium Development Goals on, you know, fighting disease, on increasing access to education have actually been worsening over the last few years. There have been some success stories, malaria being dramatically decreased, and that seems to be one of the areas where they will meet the goal of reducing deaths by malaria. That's kind of the one really great story today.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from the United Nations, correspondent for the Washington Post, Colm Lynch. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.